Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
It's a shame if they lose.
Whatever. Good morning. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan, happy Tuesday to you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Yeah.
Good to have you. Good to have you. I'm going to be positive Pete over here. Hi, Benjamin.
I give that 7 minutes.
17 minutes.
Oh, seven. That seems awfully high. I'll take the under.
I don't know what you guys are
positive
talking
about. Pete and how long that lasts this morning.
It's going to be fine.
Hello, everybody.
Fine. Hi, Benjamin.
I'm actually, I don't know why, I'm feeling actually decent this morning.
I feel good.
Not sure why.
I get to golf today. I'm excited. Clear my mind a little bit. Looking forward to being with the guys out on the course. That's fun, you know. Playing with a guy that's really, really good. So he's going to mop the floor with us. Our buddy Travis is ridiculous. I'd like to see you and him square off.
That would be fun.
That would be a good one. But no, I look, get out, get some fresh air today, and just kind of forget about the transpirings of the last week. For mental health purposes, it really has been the godsend in my life. Find something, you out there listening. I was telling a buddy this the other day. I think I was telling Foster about it. I said, I wish I had the same like drive and stick-to-itiveness about like working out as I do about golf, because I would be, I'd be shredded if I did. And maybe I'll get there someday. I'm just not there now. I'd rather put all my energy into golf. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to get out on the course today. Also, when I get home, at some point, I will have to poop in a box. So that's come down from the doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much.
Like colon cancer screening?
Colon cancer screening. Now, I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago, and he said, hey, look, this is the time. And he goes, look, you're lucky. Because back in the day, I'm lubing up the hand. right now. We're lubing the deal in the office. You're grabbing some wood here and you're leaning over and I'm getting down in there, Dr. Jellyfinger. And we can do that if you want.
That's a loaded question.
Or I'm like, yeah, is this a trick question?
Option B, please. I don't know what it is, but option B.
So he goes, or we can do like the probe, which isn't fun at all. Or I can send you this box, and you have to take go doo doo in it. And I said, I'll do the box. Send me the box. So I have the box that's I got last
what's
night.
What's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box? Well, it's actually doo doo. So I go into the kitchen last night to, of course, grab a snack when this team is starting to wrench the soul from my body. So I go in to grab a snack, Benny, and I see this package on the counter, and I go, I didn't know I was getting a package. I was like, what is this? Did somebody send me a chocolate wiener or something? So I open the top, flip it open, like, here's your doo-doo box. So I went, well, now, and my wife is the one that brought it in from the porch. So there's no shred of mystery. When you marry somebody, there's no shred of mystery. I submit that marriage would be better if you lived in separate homes. There's no shroud of mystery anymore. None.
I have seen... You know, the network advertisement for this product. Maybe there's other brands.
Cola Guard. Yeah.
And they anthropomorphize the box.
What do you mean?
Well, they give it like legs and a smiley face.
Oh,
and
the
box is walking around smiling, going, hey, I'm the box.
And can't wait for you to crap in me.
It's
like a cartoon box.
It's like a cartoon box.
For F's sake.
That walks around and
what's in the box?
Talks about your, you know, colon health and, you know, how important when men reach a certain age that they, you know, get screened and this is a way to do it. And the box is just a happy-go-lucky box. I'm surprised it doesn't have some serious emotional issues given its responsibility in life.
Now, it basically just gets dumped on. That's
all the time.
And still smiles.
Yes.
Is that a metaphor for life? No matter what crap life throws at you, be like the Cola Guard box.
I think it's a perfect metaphor for this morning's, you know, Padres fans waking up.
I think so, too.
Be the Cola Guard box.
Be the Cola Guard box. We are the Cola Guard box. All we do is get dumped on and in, you know? So, again, the fact that my beautiful wife went out to the porch and was like, grab this here. What? Oh, that's Cola Guard. That's for him to take a dump in at some point today or tomorrow. My buddy did it. I'll walk you guys through it once I do it. I won't be doing TikToks of it or anything. I don't need the clout that bad, despite what some of you may think. I really don't. I'm shying away from the clout like that. But I will walk you through it because I do think it's important at this age.
I think you know, one of the things I love about you, Woods, is your openness to talk about everything and anything, even things that people probably don't want to hear about at 6:06 in the morning. So I'm going to take a page out of your book right now and ask you both of you a very personal question. How regular are you when it comes to that?
Very.
Yeah.
Very regular.
I'm first thing when I get in here. Like clock
here.
Work. Here.
Really?
5:30? Because I do the coffee on the way to work, 5:30, I'm extremely regular. Extremely. And then usually once when I get home.
So twice a day?
Yeah.
All right.
Double deuce.
Okay. I'm more of a once a day kind of person.
One and done?
Yeah, one and done.
One and done?
Usually in the afternoon.
Taylor.
Like before, I like to do it at home, though, not in my place of business.
I mean, if it was the toilet was in here, I would understand that. Like, I'd be like, hey, can you wait? I mean, so we're not in prison cells, so they're really nice bathrooms in there.
But people still could walk in.
Oh, it's still gnarly.
You're still
in there.
Yeah, in there. And, you know, I prefer the privacy and sanctity of my own home.
That's funny because at your home, you have privacy
that's a good
and
point.
Sanctity.
Yes.
I have none of that at home. My home is not my castle, Ben. It's everybody else's castle but mine. So when I'm at home, I can't go anywhere. Dad. And I'm like, I'm in the bathroom.
Get off your schedule, it really throws you for a loop.
Yeah, of course.
Bit.
Yeah, I'm happy that about the regularity.
Not something I thought of like when I was in my 20s at all.
I never thought of colon screening. I never thought of any of that. My son Taylor, though, I'm on the 2-time-a-day. You're on the 1-time. Paulie has not answered.
2 times.
2 times a day. Taylor's on the 14 times a day plan. And it's funny, the luck of the draw that you get as a parent, like sometimes you go, and it's literally like, come on, baby. Come on, come on. Come on. Number one, number one, number one, number one.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
You're like, please, 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 please. And you open it, you're like, yeah, just pee-pee. And you clean them right up. Bro, the last, I got on a streak this weekend where I changed about 8 diapers in a row. Every one of them was doo-doo above his belly button. I was like, I got another one. I cannot believe this.
It's like you got the point. You just keep rolling, just roll it. You're just out there. And it's like you're
literally
not
crapping out. Yeah. Just crapping out. Every time, crap, crap, crap. And I was, but, it, you know, and then you'll go, I'll go like a week where I'm like, just number one, just number one. Yes. And meaning that my wife gets stuck with all the number twos. But, man, it's not sexy. It's just not a, knowing that my wife went out to the porch and pulled that thing in and went, this is my husband later. And then my buddy did it back in Dallas. And he goes, man, I highly recommend it. It's obviously the easiest way to do things like this. And again, this is a public service announcement for men our age, you know, mid-40s. You need to do it. Have you done it?
I have not done it yet.
Okay, you need to do it, all right, because it's important. And colon cancer is treatable. I've got friends that lost dads to colon cancer. I don't want to be dead from colon cancer. So I'm going to get it done. I'll let you guys know how it goes. But my buddy that did it back home, he's single. He's like, bro, it's not, you have to like put drops on it. Like, it's not a pleasant, it's not as easy as just like, here, we untie this off and send it.
Did anyone imagine it was going to be a hugely pleasant experience?
No, but I mean, if all you had to do was just do that.
I guess, close it up
close
and
it up
just
and
like
send
quickly,
it off.
Quickly close it and never think about it again.
You have to play mad scientist with it, and there's like a dropper, and you have to like do a ring around it or something. So I'll let you guys know how it goes. I don't know when I'm going to do it. I'm terrified. But I, you know, the results.
Well, now you have to bring it into work and do it here.
I can't.
Of course you can't.
Cannot.
That's a problem.
Can you imagine? And then I have to like take it to like FedEx.
Oh my god.
To send it up. Yep, you know what this is.
Poor,
I mean, the guy's like,
poor,
what am I,
people
I'm making $14 an
UPS
hour.
UPS store, the FedEx store, the post office.
That's not even the worst thing that ever. That's not even the worst. When we were trying to get pregnant, right? I had to I think it was for Bo. I had to in a cup, and we lived in Solana Beach, and I had to take my sample to Vista from Solana Beach, and there's a time limit, so I had to in a cup.
Now, in television shows and movies, they usually have like a room. An office,
right,
with you know, reading materials and such.
And at this one was, I think it was a fertility test. And they said, yeah, just give us a sample. They said, we recommend that you tuck it under your armpit to keep it warm. So I'm driving 70 miles an hour to Vista with that under my arm. I walk
sample
in.
Cup
sample under- cup under my arm. I'm like, what have I become? And I get to the front desk. I don't know where I'm supposed to drop it. I'm like, I've got this sample. He's not here, not here, not here. It's just mortifying. It's just, there really should be like a one stop. There should be a stop for all of that stuff.
Semen
under one,
samples.
One of, yes.
Where did you get that from?
Yeah, there you go.
Got everything.
Where on earth?
There should be a, you know, hey, this is the house of uncomfortability. Over here, you can get probed. Over here, we test your this. Over here, you can go poop. And just one big, like, there should be a doctor that handles all of those uncomfortable things. But,
semen samples.
Yep. Yep, that was it. So that'll be at some point in the next couple of days. But, yeah, I'd like to get that off and packaged and all that. But.
So I think today is going to be, one of the more difficult shows to talk about the Padres, because I don't have any answers for you. I don't even really have any theories for you on what's going on with this team. I mean, obviously, the offense is struggling, but can I, like, point out and tell you what they're doing wrong? Is it the hitting coach? Is it the manager? Is it the player? I don't know. It really defies explanation, which makes it difficult to fill 4 hours of explaining what's going on with your baseball team. I will say we have two really smart, really knowledgeable Padres people who are going to join us, and if anyone can offer a little perspective, it would be Jesse Agler, who's going to be with us a little earlier than usual on a Tuesday, coming up at 7 o'clock, so in 48 minutes from now, Jesse Agler will join us, do a Tuesday Incorporator, talk about the 5-game losing streak and what Jesse's been seeing, and then later in the show at 9 o'clock, AJ Cassavell, MLB.com Padres beat writer, he will be with us as well. If those guys can't offer us a little something, then I don't know who can.
Woods about what's going on with this baseball team. They won five in a row. They acquire Juan Soto. Everything seemed to be as good as you could possibly imagine for Padres fans. If you had told me 5 days ago after that win, you know, the Drury Grand Slam, the great day at Petco, I mean, literally one of the best days at Petco Park since the place opened.
So fun.
That was the precursor to a hugely ugly five-game losing streak. I would have said you are out of your mind.
I said you're so stupid.
Are you watching this team?
Right.
I mean, I've never seen a team, you know, riding a higher high after that game. I mean, they're probably likely to win 15 in a row more than lose five in a row at this point.
Absolutely. I think that would have been an absolute safe bet, Benny. So I'm sick. I'm sick with it. I'm sick to my stomach. I watched it the entire thing last night. We'll get into it, but I'm with you. I don't have a lot of answers. I've never been a hitting coach at the major league level. I do know this approach seems very, very strange sometimes, and I know that we're turning pedestrian pitchers into all-star caliber type players. Really, like, no shots against any of these guys. But, dude, we've got the lineup. It's just not clicking right now. So we'll get into all of that and more today.
All right, we will get to a Daily Ditty. Woodsy's got the choice. Bands that start with the letter U.
Oh, so happy for this one.
Padres wrap-up at 6:35. Jesse Agler. If you have an incorporator word, it's a short window here, but you can call us and leave us a voicemail with your tricky vocabulary word, spelling, definition. Leave your name at 619-798-4892. That's our voicemail line, 619-798-4892. I'll leave it for Jesse, and if we pick it, we'll play it for him, and he'll have to incorporate it into tonight's game, game two of the series against the San Francisco Giants down at Petco Park. Getting started. Glad to have you with us. It's Ben and Woods. Stick around. Much more on the way. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. Let's get a check of traffic right now. Kelly Danick on 97.3 The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't you want to get along?
one of those songs that puts me in a great mood instantly, every single time. Sister Havana by Urge, Overkill. So good. Such a great rock and roll band from the city of Chicago. Man, could have, I, in my opinion, should have been way bigger. Way, way bigger. They got lucky. Tarantino asked them to do Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon for Pulp Fiction. It has 80 million streams.
This song, they covered that one and did a fantastic job.
They slayed it.
It's in the scene where Mia and John Travolta's character are getting ready for their night out.
It's not a date. It's like how you take your buddy's wife to a movie or something.
She pops it on the record player, right?
Yeah. I give it a million foot massages to a million different women. Every one of them meant something. That's what's so effing cool about them. We act like they don't, but they do. Such a great movie. It's on, been on a lot. I've been watching it. And every time it comes on, I'm like, all right, what part are we on? All right, I got to see Christopher Walken talking about shoving that watch in his bum.
Being protective is one thing. Almost murdering a man and throwing him out of a six-story building for touching his wife's feet is completely different.
So good, dude. Oh, man. That's the Daily Diddy. Urge, Overkill. So good.
Of course, it was Travolta's other co-star that was in the news yesterday from Greece. Passing of Olivia Newton-John.
So sad, dude.
Very sad. Always, I remember growing up, I think my mom listened to a lot of Olivia Newton-John.
All of our moms did. Yeah. Yeah, every one of our moms listened to a lot of Olivia Newton-John. She was so beautiful. When I was a kid, you know, Paulie said it too, one of the first movies he ever watched. And, it, you know, you saw Sandy dancing around in leather pants, and you just went. Now, I liked the wholesome Australian beach Sandy.
Black
better.
Leather pants Sandy.
And that was kind of my first, one of my first kind of crush it, where I went, ooh, I don't know, but I'm in. Like, whatever that is.
I found out last night that she's playing a high schooler, that she was actually 29.
Oh, yeah.
When they filmed that movie, playing a high schooler. But I believed it.
Yeah. John Travolta was 46 years old when they did that movie. You didn't know that? Oh, listen. Such a stunner. I was sad when I saw this yesterday, man. Legend. Legendary. Singer, actress. My wife has not stopped screaming this song in our home for 24 hours. Shout out to her family for sure. Rest in peace.
Shout out to his family.
Her
family. Makes me very sad.
God, she had a great voice.
Yeah, she's stunning. Hopelessly devoted is a bit of a theme of the day.
Yeah, we are hopelessly devoted. We still have the game is playing on both of our screens, even though we know,
we know what
what's going to happen later with the Padres, and we'll talk about it. Our Padres wrap-up is coming up. There is one potential issue going forward that maybe we can address right now.
Kidding.
Well, that's a major issue, but personnel issue. Jorge Alfaro had to leave the game with an injury. He stayed in for a little while, but then was eventually replaced by Austin Nola. Don't exactly know if it's something, you know, is it a day-to-day thing or is it going to require a stint on the injured list? And presumably, if it does, the Padres would have to turn back to Luis Camposano.
No, they got Cam Gallagher.
That's remember true. They that? Did pick him up. Picked yeah, that's up right. Cam they picked Gallagher, him up at the trade deadline.
Which, you know, look, he is no world beater with the bat, but apparently he's a really, really good defensive catcher. And one of those guys, nice to have if a guy like Alfaro gets a bulky knee. But it also could be Camposano. You know, it could be. He's available as well. So, yeah, I mean, it didn't look good. It didn't look good with Jorge at all. He gutted it out and did the best he could, and then they brought in Nola. So they got some backup there. It makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers, you know, and Luis Camposano's having another great season at Triple-A, but the numbers at El Paso, like, it's ridiculous. Everyone's hitting 300 with a 800 or 900 OPS, including Luis Camposano. He's hitting 307, got an 860 OPS, you know, 10 homers, 45 runs driven in. But those offensive numbers are so inflated. I mean, Brent Rooker, you know, huge numbers, you know, down there before he was traded. Obviously, Esteri Ruiz was putting up huge numbers. C.J. Abrams hit 314 down there with an 871 OPS before he was traded. Everyone who was down at AAA this season just puts up giant numbers in that place. So you can't, it's really hard to say, is this guy ready? Can he do it on the big league level? Because very few have then come up and produced anywhere near to the level of what they were doing at AAA. And that's, you know, it's an altitude league, it's dry air, it's summer stuff that does inflate the numbers, especially in the Pacific Coast League.
Yeah, I mean, barreling a baseball is barreling a baseball, and I do understand that. They're, you know, CJ Cron away from Coors Field is like, basically, if I had a bat in my hand and got to hit, you know, anywhere else. I mean, it's not good. It is a factor, certainly, but barreling a baseball is barreling a baseball is barreling a baseball. And the big league level, though, Ben, it's the pitching disparity. It's not the altitude. It's the more challenging pitchers, the guys that can come in, you know, from the left side, the right side, and throw 98 and move it and everything else. We've seen it time and time again. Guys come up from El Paso and they do okay. They do okay, just very, very average. I don't know what the answer is. But I know that there's help if we need it. A couple guys down there that could come up and help this ball club.
Okay, so if we're going to get into that a little bit, the question is where do you start dropping players off though? Who are you benching from this lineup? You have a lineup full of guys that you fully expect to produce offensively on the big league level now. I mean, there's not a lot of benchable players in your starting nine at the moment. Correct?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure. And I think I need to walk back something I said yesterday. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about it. And Greg Garcia talked to our show yesterday. And I think I know better. It's not an excuse. But I do feel like the team gelling a little bit and grinding out a win is going to be big, right? Like figuring out a way to win. We need the big moment. We need something to bring this team together. They are new. I do think it's important. I'll walk that back and say I think I was wrong on that in that regard. I think this team does need to spend a little more time together. But that being said, I really expected a lot more out of Josh Bell so far. I mean, you know, Juan Soto's getting his walks and stuff. Doesn't matter if you don't have anybody that can drive him in. Getting on base is great. We love it, but we need somebody that can produce runs right now. And nobody's
fair
doing
enough.
It.
But Juan Soto, Josh Bell, you're not taking them out of the lineup. You need those
Correct.
Guys to be in there and producing. Yeah, sure. Everybody is susceptible to slumps, and if you guys, you know, cold, maybe you give them an extra day of rest here or there, and you put someone else in there. But there's no big or even really moderate level changes that the Padres can make at this point. The roster they have is the roster that you're going to see out there for the rest of the season. And if it can't produce, they're in a world of trouble. Now, there's no reason to think that this roster and this lineup shouldn't be producing runs.
None. This is not going out and getting a guy from Colorado that's mashing in Colorado. This is not going out and getting a Brian Reynolds or an Adam Frazier who you're like, I mean, they played really well in Pittsburgh. This is not like that. This, which is what makes it all that much harder. It makes it that much tougher to swallow a 1-0 loss. One run. You know, that you didn't get those guys. In fact,
a sack fly.
The sack fly.
Bases loaded, nobody out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the one guy in the trades and everything other than Cam Gallagher, the one guy you kind of thought like, I wonder if he really was benefited by Great American Ballpark, was Brandon Drury. And in my opinion, I feel like he's done.
I've liked his at-bats.
I've loved his ABs. I mean, I've loved him. He damn near, you know, he almost missed, got a homer in L.A., hit the grand slam to start, had a knock last night. Like, those are the, so that's what makes it so difficult to stomach is that I said it, we said it weeks ago when we were considering trading for Juan Soto. He's a guy, if he comes in, he's plug and play. And this is not on him at all. I mean, he's gotten on base.
I mean, so. Will Myers in center field has been rough.
It's experiment.
Trent Grisham, obviously, you know, they don't feel confident enough in him. That's three straight starts off, you know, that they hadn't even stuck him out there. But you have a potential, at least, option in Fernando Tatis Jr. That's going to be coming in like a week or so that we're looking at that might get some time out there as well to put his bat in the lineup. So, again, other than Tatis, there's not much in the way of changes that Bob Melvin or anyone else can do. There's nothing A.J. Preller, post-trade deadline, could do or would think that he would need to do at this point to the roster. So we'll come back. We'll have our Padres wrap up, go through yesterday's loss, the controversial overturned ruling at home plate. I mean, I've seen it a million times. I think every time. I think a little something differently every time I see it. I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say about that play in the seventh inning yesterday. It's all coming up. A reminder, all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads back. Get into the 1-0 loss last night after this on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to the soothing sounds of Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. Call Padres Baseball right from your phone on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. You'll hear Jesse coming up at 7 o'clock here on Ben and Woods this morning. It's an Incorporator Tuesday. I do have some breaking, a fairly large sports story that just broke. Yeah, Serena Williams is announcing her retirement from tennis in the coming weeks, she says. She made a post, I think, on Instagram and said she's going to relish these next few weeks and then hang up her racket. So it sounds like, you know, U.S. Open is coming up here starting, I think, later this month or early September, and then she's planning on playing in that. She's currently in a tune-up tournament in Toronto. And then probably U.S. Open, and maybe that's it for Serena Williams, one of the absolutely greatest American athletes.
Yeah, period.
In my lifetime,
yep.
And probably of all time.
Got it right here. 73 singles titles, 23 Grand Slam singles titles, 14 Grand Slam doubles titles, 4 gold medals, and she has racked in $94 million in prize money.
That is that's staggering. The rumor is that she has been watching a lot of Padres baseball, and she can no longer go on with her career because it's made her sick to her stomach. And she's taking these losses as hard as we are, Ben. So she's hanging up the rackets because of a lack of hitting and situational hitting and base running and fundamentals and everything.
Certainly a topic for another day. And Serena, you know, got a few more weeks here, but a career really like no other. And that news just breaking this morning from Serena Williams and her Instagram account. Going to be hanging it up from tennis
past,
here.
I think she is severely underappreciated, and maybe it's tennis compared to other sports. I don't know, but as far as one athlete dominating their sport, I mean, she's right up there with Tiger Woods dominating golf.
Yeah,
I mean, she is one of the best athletes of all time.
No question about it. I mean, those numbers kind of speak for themselves there. And really, you know, again, you the culturally too, it's kind of what Tiger helped do for golf, you know, she helped do for tennis. And that can't be understated at all or overstated. It's remarkable what those sisters have done.
I mean, in the story, you know, growing up in Compton. And their dad, the movie that just came out, you know, having to surpass her sister, who was an incredible tennis player in her own right.
Yes.
Make it through the family dynamic, everything like that. Really incredible sports, American sports story. So that breaking news this morning, the retirement of Serena Williams, likely after the upcoming U.S. Open. All right, we'll get back to the Padres talk and really get into yesterday's lack of scoring again. 1-0 loss to the San Francisco Giants. Our Padres wrap up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game?
I've come to talk with you again.
Oh, it's been a great day today. Can't wait for more.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
Dang it.
Are you kidding me?
On 97.3 The Fan.
All I got to say is after that performance, this team should have stayed locked out.
0-2 to Yastrzemski. Strikeout would certainly be useful for Blake here. He'll come home, and the pitch swung on and missed. Got him with a curveball in the dirt. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Longoria takes. That's on the outside corner. Strike three called. Here's the pitch, and Davis swings and misses at a ball in the dirt. Kicks away from Alfaro. Picks it up. Tags Davis as he's running up the first baseline, and the inning is over. 1-2 to Estrada. Snell trying to push that number down even more. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball into center field. That should be deep enough to get the run home. Myers kind of squares it up about 10 feet in front of the warning track. His throw will go to third. Davis gets in there safely. A sack fly for Estrada to plate Longoria, and the Giants take a 1-0 lead here in the fourth. Here's the pitch, and Kim swings, hits it fair down the third baseline. Got it past Davis. Throw all the way towards the corner. Drury's on his way to third. Gonzalez just getting to it, and you're going to send him. Here's Crawford's relay to the plate, and he is safe at home. Game is tied at one as Kim ends up at third base.
There was a lot of really good baseball on that play. The Giants are going to challenge this.
Upon review, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is out. San Francisco is paying for challenge.
Wow. Here's the pitch, and a fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Duvall, a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning, and he caps it with a K as the Giants shut out the Padres 1-0 here at Petco Park.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think it is to everybody, including everybody in the clubhouse. So, I mean, you go through stretches like this, yet, you know, it's frustrating for everybody right now. There was really good energy in the dugout the whole game. We always thought every inning that we were coming up, we'd have a good chance to score. You know, we had the one opportunity that gets overturned, and we end up losing again. So it's not going to be like this forever, but I think everybody's frustrated.
In restless dreams, I walked
away. Well, echo Jesse Ackerman and go, wow.
Wow.
What else can you say?
Wow.
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 Agreed. I agree.
Wow.
Something just washed over me. I just had this premonition, this feeling that just kind of ran through up through my feet into my hands, Ben. We're going to be okay.
Oh, good.
We're going to be okay.
I thought it was going to be a bad premonition for a second.
No, it's a good
premonition. I need a good premonition.
You know, it's always darkest before the dawn, and it's dark right now. It's very dark, and it's very lean. There is honestly no place to go but up, and I just, for some reason, feel okay. And I will say this right now. This team will make the playoffs. I'll say it with my whole chest. They will make the playoffs.
It's one thing to say that with no, you know, evidence and just like hoping with your heart. You know, you got a flawed roster. You know, you got a shallow pitching staff. You got no bullpen. You got no bats. But I have a belief in this team. The evidence is there in terms of, you know, the roster the Padres have put together. Players this good don't struggle for that long.
Correct.
Everyone struggles. Bob Melvin's right. Every team, you know, even the good ones that win World Series go through times where they, you know, have trouble scoring for a few days. But the better teams, they break out of it quicker, start putting up big-time runs. And it's just almost impossible to fathom a Padres team that doesn't turn it around here fairly quickly.
Yeah.
You can't have guys that have such sustained success all continue to struggle at the same time. And it's not like, it's not like there's any single person that comes up. You know, maybe Will Myers, you know, is, you know, not locked in after coming off the injured list. You know, bottom of the order, the catching position offensively. And Nola got a hit at the end of the game, you know, and when he came in for Alfaro. But, I mean, who's the guy that is, like, you know, struggling and costing the team right now? I can't even point it out to you. You know, Soto puts up good at-bats. You know, Manny hit one off the wall yesterday, hit one hard. Drury, you know, had a big hit that set up what we thought was the run. Jurickson has been a couple of offers there, but hit a couple of hard ones. Rocket, a rocket double play right at the second baseman, got a little unlucky. Kim's putting up good at-bats. There's no way this team should not score runs with these guys that they have in the lineup.
We're going to be okay. We are going to be okay. I will wear it. I will stand behind it, put my name on it. This team's going to make the playoffs, man. We're going to make the playoffs, all right? Now, once you get there, who knows what's going to happen. But I still believe very much, Ben, that there is some really, and I know I sound like Jay Stingle when I say this, there is some not only great baseball in this team, there's some next-level baseball in this team. There just is. We saw it for a brief moment. The first night. We saw it. We saw Profar grinding out ABs. We saw Manny hitting piss missiles all over the yard that night. We saw Juan Soto working his way on base. We saw Brandon Drury with a big swing. We saw defense. We have pitching. We're going to be okay. We are going to make the playoffs. I feel it in my bones. I don't know what it was. I feel confident in them. They're too good. This is not teams of yore, you know what I mean? This is this team, and when you watch these guys, Josh Bell is going to get it going, Soto's going to get it going, and Manny's going to get it going, Cronenworth's going to get some big hits down the stretch. I just feel confident that they can get it done. They're too good. They're just too good, and this is not last year, this is this year. So I feel okay with it.
The scary numbers, of course, it's now 23 since the Padres last scored.
That's horrible. You're right. If you score one,
doesn't change.
You're immediately better.
Well,
just
yes.
Score one run.
Especially when the other team only has one as well. That,
right.
That would have been a big one to have counted. You realize, had the Padres had that run held up, then they would have had a runner at third with one out.
Yep.
Jake lifted a deep fly ball. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen, but presumably he gets the runner home. Padres take a 2-1 lead. Martinez and Hader close it out. You got a win. We're feeling a little bit better today, and everyone's calm.
No one had a problem with that send from Matt Williams, right? I did not have any problem whatsoever with that send. It was a hair. He was out, allegedly, by a hair.
As the play unfolded, my expectation was that they weren't going to send. I don't know a lot about Drury's speed yet, so I wasn't sure whether he was a guy that you always would send in that situation. When the play is over, when it's that close and you have to make that perfect of a relay to even make it that close, then that is the correct send. If it takes an absolutely perfect relay.
It was a perfect relay. It was a perfect play off the wall.
It was, yes.
To a perfect relay to Crawford. Crawford's throw was less than perfect, but you needed a perfect, perfect, ridiculously flawless, fantastic catch from Bart on the short hop with the tag. Bro, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not even 100% sure yet he was out. The first three replays I saw,
I know,
I was 100% sure that it was safe.
Me too.
And that this was a ridiculous challenge. The last one they showed where the wrist is kind of up and you see it there, I go, all right, now I'm actually about 70% sure he's probably out. But guess what? 70% is not enough to overturn a call like that, which is what frustrated me. I mean, you set up this system of rules where the umpire's call on the field is supposed to stand unless it is convincing and overwhelming. That just to me, the last replay kind of made me think he was out. It was not, in my mind, you know, convincing, you know, incontrovertible evidence to overturn what was called on the field. And to me, I thought that was a mistake by the replay crew in New York that play.
You know, and it is what it is at this point. There's nothing you can do about it. You weren't going to win that game with one run anyway. And Alex Wood is a good pitcher, not good enough. He's not good enough to rip through two innings at 15 pitches last night. So I'm not calling for anybody's...
I mean, I do think they win that game if the call is not overturned.
I feel that, too.
I'm very confident the Padres win that game if that call is not overturned.
You need to string some stuff together.
Sure. Different issue. Yes, the Padres need to score more runs against everybody, including Alex Wood. But I do think they win that game if that call is not overturned, Woods.
I feel the same way. I felt finally like, all right, now we're off the schneid. That run's going to score. And here we go. Time to get rolling. And it was
again, runner at third, one out at that point, not two. So it makes a complete – it just changes everything.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I fully agree. So I just – We're an inch away. We're an inch away from a victory, and look, I think we're going to be okay.
I think it needs to be stated. I was very impressed with the grit of Blake Snell.
Same.
In the start yesterday. He wasn't the best we've ever seen him. Gave up, I think, like six hits in the game yesterday, and the one earned run. Walked two, although the first one, the leadoff batter of the game, was a strikeout.
Yep.
And the second one, which came with first and third, one out, I think he was working around. It was a right-handed batter at the time to get to Gonzalez, the nine-hitter, who he struck out. And then I think Drury made that nice play at first to get him out of the bases-loaded jam. So I think that was a little more of a strategic walk, being careful with the hitter, working with runners on base, getting out of jams, not getting flustered, things that we saw the first half of the season with Blake Snell. I was very impressed with what I saw from Blake Snell yesterday, continuing to be so with a guy who's looked very good since the All-Star break and a little bit before that even.
And Myers catches that bleeder in center. It's a different ball game altogether. The guys that got on when he loaded the bases, Ben, I mean, Evan Longoria with one of the bigger swings you'll ever see, gets it off the end of the bat, completely fools everybody, including Blake Snell. The sound off the bat, I thought he got it, and it ended up falling 15 feet behind second base. I mean, look, when things are going bad, those bleeders drop in instead of floating right in the Ha-Sung Kim's glove or Will Myers getting a good read on something and making a catch. It's going bad right now. You got to turn the tide. Joe Musgrove has got to take the ball today and say, enough's enough. Enough's enough. The guy's got to step up today and say, enough's enough. It's Alex Cobb. Okay? Stop making pedestrian pitchers look like world beaters. Right? I don't know what you got to do to figure it out, but you're too good for this. You're too good for this, and we're going to be okay. And I think we get that dub today.
Nick Martinez was fantastic in relief. I keep sensing like, hey, so good. Do you want him back in the starting rotation?
Don't do
but
it.
Why would you change when you're getting that kind of work from him in the bullpen? He faced seven batters, got them all out, struck out five of them, and I thought some of the nastiest stuff we've seen from Nick Martinez since he joined the Padres to start this season.
Bro, and I'll say this too, like, I know the Giants lineup is not great and not expected to do much. Did you see some of the swings? If the Padres, now I know they let a lot of 92-mile-an-hour fastballs go right down the middle, which is inexcusable in its own right. Did you guys see some of the pitches the Giants swung at from Blake Snell? Bouncing 3 feet in front of the plate. Oh, at their eyes. Way outside. Then Martinez comes in with his changeup. He's bouncing that changeup. These guys are so far in front of it, Ben. Our pitching is really, really good. Those guys were really good last night.
All right, we will talk to Jesse Agler. It's a little early, Incorporator on a Tuesday. So we'll push back Take on Woods probably to our next hour, get some other people a chance to qualify for that trip to Vegas. But the voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, with our Tuesday conversation coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.